This is the American Ag Network. Good morning. I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. Trade talks between the U.S. and China have produced another positive step, with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin saying negotiators have reached an accord on a broad mechanism to enforce whatever trade pact is eventually reached. While the development could give markets something to cheer about, some major questions still remain over the details of any such enforcement. Joe Glauber is Senior Research Fellow at the International Food Policy Research Institute.
I'd rather see a compliance thing worked out with the WTO, because that makes all parties responsible. And the problem with a bilateral agreement is a handshake deal, and let's hope that it goes longer. One, let's hope it works, and let's hope it stays longer than what the two individuals who are in power in those countries right now. Again, compliance is key here, particularly when you're talking about things like tariff quota administration. There are just a lot of ways of excluding and it's, again, one of the reasons why we've had miserable fill rates for some of these commodities.
The new Chinese offer seeks to improve a proposal that was floated last month at a meeting in Beijing. U.S. negotiators, technology companies, and industry groups panned that proposal.
Frankly, we have a WTO case right now against China about TRQs. They have TRQs for wheat, corn, and rice that were part of their accession agreement to the WTO, and they have been miserable about filling them. Just looking at the last 5 years of data, I think something like 41% of the quota was filled for wheat, about 46% for corn, and about 60% for rice. So, you don't want to see those same fill rates be announced 5 years from now for soybeans. And I think that's the difference between that and letting the commercials go in and say, okay, we got a 3% tariff. We know what that means for our business, and we're going to import. We're going to import from the low-cost producer, and that's where I think the U.S. gains.
More farm news in a minute on the American Ag Network.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills. Our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Wheat prices gained in a weather concern rally yesterday. Winter Storm Wesley dumping nearly 2 feet of snow on some portions of the Midwest. The storm's expected to move out of the area by today, with most of the snow melting by the middle of next week. Congress is set to leave Washington for 2 weeks without passing a broad disaster aid package that's been held up by a partisan feud over hurricane recovery funding for Puerto Rico. This is the American Ag Network.